Hi, this is Kip Warner calling. Do you have a minute to speak?
Just a little bit, as a matter of fact. I've got an appointment due in and a little bit overdue. But anyway, yes.
I briefed Mr. Warawa back on 17th of January on, I don't know if you remember me. I came in with some material. We talked for a bit regarding my petition. Mr. Warawa declined to deliver the petition, which is okay. We just wanted to know, to establish whether or not that was his decision, and if not, whose decision it was that made that call.
He would make his own decisions. I can't speak for him. He's not here right now, but as an MP, he will make his own decisions.
Yeah, he told me at the time, before responded to the petition while I was briefing him, that he may have had to clear it with some people in the party. But I wanted to verify that because I didn't want to go by hearsay. I figured it would be best to hear it directly from him.
Okay. You know what, Kip? I'm going to be really honest with you. I think Mark initially met, I do recall this now, Mark initially met you when there was a screening in Vancouver of the movie
Girl Smart.
It's a girl.
Yeah.
And I think at that point you introduced yourself to him, and you know, he agreed to meet with you, even though you're not a constituent.
Right.
And you know, his interest fundamentally lies more with the issue of gendercide, as you're probably quite aware.
Yeah.
Than your particular issue. And so Mark has no further interest in following up on this whatsoever. So I would say that this has come to a conclusion in our office.
The only thing is that when we met at the screening, I never said I was there to that I wanted to meet with him about the issue of gendercide. I never
felt. At the time when I was trying to make the appointment with you, because I was the scheduler, you were pretty coy about what you were going to make that meeting about. I do recall that was quite an issue that we went back and forth on, including your contact information, which is a standard operating procedure for us. We just want to know who the person is and where they reside. So I have to say, you know, this is an issue that is important to you, obviously, not important to Mark, and he's going to be pursuing his agenda, which is the gendercide issue, which is near and dear to his heart. He won't be pursuing this.
I understand that, and I'm not asking him to change his mind. I never attempted to deliberately mislead him or anything. I think both of us were acting in good faith. The only thing I'm calling to verify is I'd just like to be able to hear it from him directly.
Yeah.
Who made that call?
You won't be hearing from him because he's not in the office right now, and he has a lot of issues that he's responsible for his constituents and his constituents only. He will not be taking other phone calls from people outside of his riding. He was going cross-country regarding the gendercide issue, so he was talking to people outside of his riding about that particular issue, but that doesn't mean he talks about issues in general of all different topics, because he's just got to focus on, first of all, the issues are important to his constituents in Langley, and as I said, he had this particular gendercide issue as well.
No, I'm not requesting that he expand his portfolio of interests or anything like that. I think he's doing a wonderful job. That wasn't what I was calling about. I just wanted to verify from him who made that call.
No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do any verification or follow-up or anything any further.
No, I'm not asking him. I'm not asking him to deliver it.
We're going to have to get off the phone. It's a pointless issue for us. Bye-bye.